Welcome to Your Home with Team Gale at Coldwell Banker Seacoast Advantage, the show for buyers, sellers, owners, and investors. We're here to give sage real estate advice and take your calls regarding buying, selling, and owning your home. Brought to you by Alpha Mortgage.
Good morning, everybody. This is Jack Gale with Coldwell Banker Seacoast Advantage and Team Gale. Hope everybody's having a great start to a good weekend. It looks like the weather's going to be really, really nice. Wanted to go back to a topic that we were talking about last weekend, which was forms. And we got a survey back. We send out surveys every time we sell properties just to see how we're doing and just try to improve our processes and make sure everybody had a good transaction. And we had some folks that bought a home, and we got a survey back that was, I'll say, disappointing. We were not happy with the comments that were made, and I went back and I wrote a letter to the people, and the things that they were complaining about weren't the agent, they weren't really the transaction. It was more about the forms, and they said there was too many forms to fill out. Well, I would have to agree with that. There's a lot of forms, but they're state forms. We're required by law to utilize the forms. We're realtors, and by state real estate license law, we have to use the forms that we're provided, which basically protects the seller and the buyer. It's there for a dual purpose. It's there to protect the general public and to make sure that the public knows what it is that they're doing in the transaction. And what I mean by that is it spells out all the details about the particular transaction that they're involved with, you know, whether it's land or it's commercial real estate or it's a home. And they're buying or selling, doesn't really matter. It's prescribed by law that we have to do that. And one of the forms that they were talking about was the working with real estate agents form. And we mentioned that last week, and I'll go back and restate it again. It's not a contract. This is a form that is basically designed to tell the general public what the realtor is supposed to be doing. There's buyer's agency, seller's agency, and dual agency. And they didn't want to sign it, and it clearly states on the top of the form that it's not a contract, but it does explain what agency is all about and how the seller's agent is supposed to represent the seller, how a buyer's agent is supposed to represent the buyer, and what a dual agent is. And some people are very unhappy about dual agency, but dual agency is when the company has a listing. And if it's not my listing, and I say, if I didn't take the listing, but it's another agent inside of Coldwell Banker Seacoast, and it's the company listing, that's dual agency. If we didn't have dual agency, I wouldn't be allowed to show property that's represented by Coldwell Banker. So that's the reason for dual agency. And, you know, it also, it goes back to what's involved with working with real estate agents. The other form that they were unhappy about was the professional services form, and they didn't see why that was necessary. And really, the whole purpose behind that form is to advise the buyer or the seller that the services that are spelled out on that form, whether it's an attorney or appraisal or home inspection or pest inspection or whatever the item might be, title insurance, all of those items are spelled out there, and it's the agent's responsibility and duty to explain to the seller and to the buyer, you know, that they should, you know, if it's a seller, that they might want to consider having a survey so that they can provide clear title, so that, you know, to the property, and so that there's not going to be any surprises for the buyer, so that they can actually convey the transaction and make the transaction move along a lot more smoothly. So that's, you know, some of the things that are involved with the professional services form. And they didn't see why that was necessary. But I know the agent that was working the transaction, because he was talking to me throughout the transaction, because the people were questioning him and challenging him with some of the details of the paperwork. And, you know, he suggested that they have a survey. He suggested that they have a home inspection. Well, they were buying a foreclosed property. The property that they were buying was a fairly inexpensive property, and he strongly urged the buyer to get a home inspection, and the buyer didn't do that. Well, you know, with most foreclosed properties, the property is being sold as is, or another way to phrase it, it's in its current condition. So if you see the property and you go through the property and it's being sold as is or in its current condition, you're basically getting what you see. You're not going to be able to expect a lot of repairs. It's not saying that you can't get a home inspection. You certainly can and absolutely should. But it's up to you to get the home inspection. Now, since they were paying cash, that limited what they could expect the seller to do, or in this case the bank to do, in regard with repairs. The banks generally make repairs for properties that are going to be mortgaged. But if you're paying cash, the bank isn't that much interested in trying to accommodate the buyer in making repairs. And the buyers wanted repairs, and the home inspector that they hired or acquired for the transaction was a friend of theirs, and he wasn't a licensed home inspector. Well, they came up with a shopping list of things that they wanted, and the bank refused to do them, so he was unhappy about that. But, again, that goes back to the professional services form. I know my team agent explained that in great detail to the buyer. So it was an issue that the buyer created for himself. So the folks in the general public need to really listen to what the agent has to say and basically seek out, I'll say professional help when needed, such as home inspections or pest inspections or so forth. If anybody has any questions, please give us a call here at the studio at 332-6390. That's 332-6390. Or if you have any real estate needs, you can contact our on-duty agent, who's Jason this morning, and you can reach Jason at 910-541-1212. That's 910-541-1212. Or you can go online to our website at www.teamgale.net. That's TEAMGALE.net. So if you would take a look and see what we've got out there. I mean, the market's changing, and it's changing in a positive way. Going to mention a little bit about another transaction that I had going on the last week. Had a seller that we represented, and the seller had a buyer that was buying the home. It was going to be a VA loan, and they were utilizing a national lender. We didn't represent the buyer, but the buyer was using a national lender, and we were told that we could close the loan on the 29th of August. Well, lo and behold, we didn't close on the 29th of August, and we were telling the other agent that the buyer should really consider looking at getting a loan with another company, because we had experiences with this national lender in the past, and they were not overly good at keeping their word about making the transaction close on time. Well, our seller once we had the contract on it, they found the property they liked. They went under contract with it and anticipated the closing date being the 29th of August. They, like most sellers do, they started packing their belongings. They got a storage pod, had the pod delivered to their house, filled up the pod with their belongings, and moved it to their what was going to be their new home, which was vacant, and had it stored in their driveway. Well, when the property didn't close on the 29th, we kept being told, it's going to be tomorrow, it's going to be the next day, it's just one more thing that we need. And that created a situation. The couple that was selling their home and had their storage pod stored in somebody else's driveway, they were, and they had basically moved out of their house. It was a real inconvenience not to have closed on time. And we wound up closing a couple of weeks late as a direct result of that. And during that process, I made in the last 2 days of the transaction, 2.5 days of the transaction, I counted up all the phone calls that I could attribute to that particular transaction. And this wasn't talking to the agents. This was just talking to different people about trying to move to get the loan done. I made 31 phone calls myself. The other agent on my team who represented the seller made I don't know how many phone calls, and there was a lot of effort on our part to get to the closing table as a direct result of that, working with this national lender. And the national lender, their underwriting department is in another town. They don't have a lot of control over the transaction. I mean, they can call people up, but there's no incentive for people to work in this. I'm talking about the lenders, people working with the local folks here in Wilmington to get the loan done, because to them it's just another transaction on somebody's desk, and they're just one of literally hundreds of people that are calling and trying to get transactions done. So there's a good reason for working with the good folks at Alpha Mortgage. We use them, I won't say exclusively, but we use Alpha Mortgage a lot, and our go-to lender, as far as I'm concerned, is Cameron Pearson. Cameron's been on our show a whole number of times now, and he's a good guy, and you can reach him at 910-228-8540. And Cameron would be happy to help you, and that's 910-228-8540, and that's with Alpha Mortgage, one of our sponsors of the show, in addition to Coldwell Banker Seacoast. But they're great people. If they tell you that they can get a loan done on a particular date, they'll make it happen. That's the great thing about Alpha. They've rescued a number of loans at the 11th hour. We've taken loans to them that have been with other companies, whether national or local, that have had issues at the towards the very end, I'll say at the 11th hour, and they've been able to get the loans to the closing table, maybe a little bit late, but they've been able to get them to the closing table, where some of these other people have basically thrown up their hands and walked away from the loan. So there is a vast difference in lenders that are out there. Alpha Mortgage, whether you deal with Cameron or any of the other good folks at Alpha Mortgage, they're all great people. They're all very capable mortgage officers, and give them a call. But anyway, shifting gears away from putting plugs in for different folks, I wanted to talk a little bit about where the market is. The market's steadily improving. We are seeing, and I'm going to talk generally about a couple of different markets. I'm going to talk about Wilmington in general, Pender County in general, and Brunswick County in general. And I'm going to compare some figures over the last 12 months. In New Hanover County, June of last year, there were 3,310 homes on the market for sale. As of the end of August, there is 2,786 homes in the New Hanover County market for sale. So we've basically are having fewer and fewer homes available for sale in the market. Now, that's good news for the sellers. What that means is that there's fewer homes that are out there, so that the fewer homes that are there, that means that there's more competition for buyers to buy a property. So when buyers are out there, you need to think about this, and we're seeing many situations where we're in a multiple offer situation, and we're seeing offers that are coming in at or above the asking price. I mean, so that's good news for the seller, and I'll say somewhat bad news for the buyer. Again, if you have any questions for us, give us a call here at the studio at 332-6390. That's area code 910-332-6390. The average price for homes, again, going back, and this is, again, New Hanover County, average price per square foot for homes, which you kind of take the price per square foot and multiply that times the square footage, and that kind of give you a sense of value for homes. And, again, this is the entire market. June of last year, it was $119 a foot. It's now gone up to $137 a foot. The list to sell price has, for the county, has gone up slightly. It's gone up from going in June of last year to this year. It's 91% in June of last year. It's now up to about 94%. And looking at the price of homes, we're seeing for the sold homes, we're seeing last June it was about $222,000, and it's now kind of gone up to about $256,000. And again, this is on average. In the other situation is that months of inventory has gone down. And again, this is New Hanover County. In Pender County, we're kind of seeing the same thing, but not as drastic a difference between number of homes on a market. Number of homes June of last year was 1,382, and August of this year is 1,214. Price per square foot has gone up a little bit, not by much, not a significant increase. It's about $105, $106 a square foot. And then list to sell price has gone up about the same amount as New Hanover County, 91 to about 94%. And the price of homes has remained about constant in Pender County. Pender County hasn't seen that that much of a change. In Brunswick County, we again have seen the number of homes on the market being about in June of last year, we're about 1,400. August of this year, we're down about 1,256. Price per square foot has gone up about $3 overall. And again, this is just across the board. This is just average. This is everything from condos to stick-built homes to manufactured homes. And then list-to-sell price has gone, you know, from about 93% to about 96%. And the average price for homes sold has gone up pretty much. I mean, it's gone up about $14 a square foot. And also in Brunswick County, we've also seen a fairly large decrease in months of inventory. Again, this goes back to going into more of a seller's market. It went from a little over 12 months worth of inventory down to about almost not quite nine, about 8.75, about 8.7% inventory. So I mean the market's shifting, and we're seeing, like I said earlier, we're seeing a lot more multiple offer situations. We're seeing people that are going out there thinking that they have can still make low offers, missing the boat, and basically spending a lot of time looking at properties, and then trying to submit offers, and then finding out that they've lost the offer, and they've done that all too many times. I've talked to a number of different agents that have, inside of Seacoast and with other companies that have basically expressed the same thing, that they're seeing some of the clients that are slow to put pen to paper, missing out on some good deals. The other thing that's happening is that the interest rates are continuing to rise a little bit. I think they'll still be, good values there, interest rate wise, for the foreseeable future. I don't see a significant jump, but even a quarter of a percent is going to be a significant increase, to your monthly payment. But there's still some good deals to be had. One of the communities that we represent, it's a new home community. It's just going up. It's out in the Rocky Point area. Home prices start at $135,000. And you can be all in. That's principal, interest, insurance, wind and hail. I mean, all in for about $900 a month, and that's a three-bedroom, two-bath home with a two-car garage. And it's a great value. We've done two pre-sales. We don't even have the streets in yet, and we've already got two pre-sales. So that's a good thing for people that are out there looking and think that they're going to miss out on something. We'll take a look at this. The community is called the Knolls at Turkey Creek. It's out off of Highway 133, and we don't have any agents sitting on site yet because we don't have any houses, but we expect to have houses probably close to the first of the year on the ground. We're moving in for the infrastructure for the roads going in now, so things are coming along nicely. Again, if you have any questions for us, give us a call here at the studio at 332-6390, or you can contact our on-duty agent, Jason, at 910-541-1212. But anyway, so those are some of the things that are going on in the market right now. And in general, like I said, things are moving up. We're seeing prices, like I said, have gone up fairly well. And we're almost back to looking at, again, going back to the different counties. We're about back to 2002, 2003 levels. I've said this in the past, but it's really noticeable as to where we are. And the market has improved from where things were in 2000, starting in 2008 and later. I won't say we've recovered everything that we lost, but we are improving market-wise in terms of values, people that still bought in the 2000, you know, 6, 7, and 8, and 9 years are still going to have difficulty trying to break even on their properties. But, you know, probably in another 2 years or 3 years will be, you know, relatively close to where they were, plus the equity that they will have gained, you know, in value on their homes, you know, will probably help compensate for, you know, the price that they paid back in, you know, when the market was basically, you know, overinflated. So just keep some of those things in mind. And one last thing, or not last thing, but one thing, the additional thing that I wanted to mention too, is for those folks that are in a situation where they have issues and are possibly looking at a foreclosure situation, you need to, you know, give us a call as soon as possible, because next year, 2014, the federal government is going to do away with the ability for you not to be 1099, not to get a notice that you're basically going to be due, you know, or due Uncle Sam money for the difference between what your mortgage, what you owe on your mortgage and what the house sells for. So as a, for instance, if your house is, you say you owe $100,000 on your mortgage and your house sells for $75,000, in 2014, the government's going to send you the bank is going to send you a 1099, and you're going to owe the government basically the equivalent of $25,000 worth of income. So that's going to be a real surprise. We've been able to, for the last couple of years, not to be in that situation. But come 2014, the government is going to try to look at that as income, and the banks are going to be required to report that to the federal government. So if you are faced with a situation where you may be looking at foreclosure, you really need to look at getting up with a realtor to try to help you get the house sold if you don't want to get a big tax bill in 2014. So that's something that's, you know, either you talk to somebody at Seacoast or call somebody at Team Gale, but we can help you do that. We've got certifications. Not everybody on the team is certified as a short sale specialist, but a number of us are, and or a certified distressed property expert. What that means to you is that we have experience with dealing with foreclosures, dealing with short sales, and getting the deals done. A lot of agents take those sales on that are not qualified and not certified. That's a big deal for you as the seller of homes that are facing that, because you need to get it done quickly without a lot of I'll say pain and effort on your part. There's a lot of paperwork that has to be gathered. The agent has to know how to work with the systems, whether it's a CADR, you know, Equator or ResNet or whatever the system is, or the bank's own proprietary system. There's a number of different systems that are out there. But anyway, just wanted to just make those make mention of everything. And again, if you have any questions about real estate, give us a call at 910-541-1212, and we'd be happy to help you with any of your real estate needs that are out there. Just wanted to say, I mean, we're having a great year. Our team is closed.